Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? Well, the election results came in for USA and Donald Trump won. On October 18th, we had a show where I did say that I spoke about Donald Trump and the way that he projects his energy outwards and how it's catching on. And then I guessed I knew, well, I knew who would win. But then I did say that I'm not making a prediction because I just didn't want to get involved with the, okay, this person's going to win, that person's going to win thingy. But I knew then too that he's the one who's going to win. And so I spoke about him at length. It's the October 18th, the Joyful Manifestation Show. And I did talk about how he projects his energy outwards and how people ultimately catch on and they kind of get on his path. And then I said, I know who's going to win, but then I said, I don't want to make predictions. I'm not making a prediction. But what I did was I read the energy at that point, and I knew what was going to happen. Because Kamala Harris was not projecting that kind of energy. She is more. You're not trying to criticize anybody, but she was more confused, is what I'm trying to say. She's confused between being Indian, she's confused between being Jamaican. She was putting out a lot of confusion energy, and then she got some other people to climb onto her confusion bandwagon. We're not trying to say anything bad about her, but she's relatively new. So, well, new to trying to win an election and do things. And she was carrying a lot of confusion energy, and I could read Donald Trump's energy. And we were creating some high vibrations on the October 18th show, and well, that's what happened. But then I also said in another show, very recent show, that it's not just about winning the election, it's also about bringing USA into high vibrations. So, post-election, a person needs to be in great vibrations and try to bring USA into great vibrations. And that's really what is important. So, it was a joyful manifestation show, and we were joyfully manifesting on that day. I was reading Donald Trump. I was checking out how he projects his energy. I knew who's going to win. And we were also projecting energy on that show. Because unless a person is certain about himself or herself and is certain about their identity, and Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is not very certain about her identity and who she is. So she was not projecting herself completely in complete confidence, and that got to her. So the October 18th show of the Joyful Manifestation show is something that I recommend to people that they listen about projecting oneself completely, confidently. And well, the election results came in and Donald Trump did win. So who we are really matters and how we identify ourselves, how confident we are about ourselves. It really, really matters. And if we can use the joyful manifestation energy properly, being confident about yourself, and a lot of people supported Vice President Kamala Harris. We're not going into whether she's a good person or not, whether she's right or wrong, whether what she thought is needed for USA is right or wrong. We're not going into any of that. We're just going into plain projection of one's energy with confidence. Being certain of who we are, being confident and putting it out there. And I did say that ultimately, Donald Trump, people are going to basically get onto his path, and what he does becomes the fashion. That's what we said on that show. And so I say, you know what? It is true. And then a lot of people supported Vice President Kamala Harris, Oprah Winfrey herself. But their talk shows for such a long time, why couldn't they see? And she talks about energy. Oprah Winfrey always talks about energy, but couldn't she see that she was backing the wrong person? When I say wrong person, it's not that right or wrong in terms of a person's policies or what they want to see happen. We're not going into the whole political discussion. I'm just talking energy-wise. If Oprah Winfrey, who is a talk show host for such a long time, she put her money behind the person who was not going to win. And so quite a few of these people did it. Cardi B, who initially did not want to support any president or endorse any president. And a lot of people like that. Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez. Oprah Winfrey again. At least Oprah Winfrey should know, if not Cardi B, that the energy projected by Vice President Kamala Harris was not confident. It was confused between being Indian and Jamaican and what is the path she's going to take and what are the votes that she's trying for. There was so much confusion energy going on. And so, wouldn't Oprah Winfrey, who's been a talk show host for so long and has interviewed so many people with regards to energy and positive thinking, wouldn't she know that by reading Kamala Harris that, well, her energy is not going to go out and is not going to bring people in to vote for her? I knew it. And that's what we were talking about on October 18, though I didn't say that, okay, this person's going to lose. But I did read Donald Trump and I did see what he was doing. He was putting himself out there. And I said, he puts himself out there again and again and again, no matter what. And that I knew who's going to win, but I still didn't want to make a proper prediction just because, you can you don't want to do that. But a lot of people are not familiar with energy, even though they say that they know about energy. They say, oh, I've interviewed this one, I've interviewed that one. I'm very conversant with energy and its ways. But couldn't they know then that Kamala Harris is not projecting confident energy, and she's not putting herself out there as she really is, her true heart, and who she really is, and that energy is not going to bring back good results. So it's very, very important for all of us to be very aware of who we are and what we're putting out there, and it is completely our sense of confidence about who we are that is going to go out and bring back results for us. Again, we're not going into, who is the right candidate, who is not the right candidate. We're not going into the whole political scene. We're just talking about energy projection and our sense of confidence and what it brings back to us. And that we need to be in this joyful manifestation energy. We need to be in this good fortune energy for it to bring back great results. And when people take a very, like a path which goes into negative energy, when people take that path, it automatically brings back incomplete results. Incomplete results. It's like this. So let's say we have an energy field and it should be operating at a very high level. So 100% of it, if it is projected outwards, it will bring back great results. It will bring back great results if we authentically project ourselves. Good or bad, of course, it's better if it's good. We don't want bad results. But if we authentically project off ourselves, it has to bring back great results. And Vice President Kamala Harris did not fully project herself, maybe the way she truly is inside her heart. Maybe she's somebody else. But she was put on a stage and made to project herself in order to suit so many people. And so she did not completely authentically project off herself, and it brought back incomplete results. Incomplete results. And good fortune rests a lot on how we project ourselves, how authentic we are to ourselves. You know, even if a person has an abrasive personality, but they're projecting themselves authentically, authentically, as authentic as they could, or as authentic as they can. People at some point are going to be able to see the benefits of this particular personality. And they're going to see some benefits coming, arising out of this personality. So this person is like this, and I see benefits to me, to myself, to my country, because of this person's personality. But if a person is confused, then they won't truly know the personality behind this confused person and will not be able to depend on that personality to bring back great results. Because a confused personality is going to keep changing. It'll seem like it's going this way, but it can go that way. But at least with a person who's authentic, no matter how abrasive they are or however strong in personality they are, but at least you know that, okay, this person is going to bring back this particular result for me, and I want this particular result because people could be on board for a particular type of a result. And so the people who are aligned with that mindset, okay, this is the result that we want, they will jump on the bandwagon and they will support this person simply because they want those results. And it all depends on how strongly or how confidently a person projects of himself or herself. And so if you take it to your work and career, if you take it to your work and career, projected people, what you can bring to them, what you can do for them. And the people who want that, the particular thing that you can do for them, they will buy. They will buy. But if a person keeps changing their colors, like a chameleon, and is not completely confident, then nobody knows what they're going to be getting. And if they don't know what they're going to be getting, they're going to go to somebody else who at least is saying that this is what I'm going to give, this is what I'm going to give, this is what I'm going to give. And ultimately, people do make choices. Because at least, at the very least, they can depend on this person to bring them whatever it is that they're saying back to them. So this basic thing is about knowing who you are, knowing who you are and projecting it. And being confident that the right clients and the right people are going to come to you simply because of what you can deliver or what they think you can deliver. And not changing. And not changing according to what they think that others want. Because if there is a provider of a service and that provider is thinking, oh, you know what? Maybe 10% of these people want this, maybe 50% of these people want this, maybe 40% of the people want this, and then they start to promise what people want. But it's not what they can give. So the whole thing depends on what they can give as a provider. And when we are so aligned with our true selves, the way we are meant to be, and not changing, then what happens is that energy is projected really confidently at people, and it goes out and it brings back results simply because of the strength of the vibrations. And so then people are not saying, oh my God, look at these word salads. What do they even mean? They're pretty word salads. They are pretty. But then when a person listens to all that, they're wondering, okay, what am I actually going to get from this? What is it that is being promised? And so that's why people, favor a stronger leader, somebody who is authentic, no matter who they are, no matter what they are. But they know that, okay, so this person is confident, is projecting this. And there are at least some of the things that this person says they will give that I'm interested in. And so there you go, there is a buyer. There is a buyer. And so if you take this concept and you apply it to life and you apply it to love and you apply it to your career, there is going to be a buyer, maybe several buyers, who are going to come forward and say, you know, this is what I want. This person is going on saying the same thing, that I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this. I can give you this. I will give you this. Ultimately, whether they give or not, that's different. Okay, so we're not going to the whole thing about whether they will deliver or not, but we are talking about projecting who you are, and there are going to be buyers of exactly what you can deliver. And when we are so ensconced and when we are so confident, okay, confident in our personal good fortune, and we know that we are going to be bringing good fortune to people because of who we are, then what happens is it has an extremely high vibration. It has an extremely, it has a, and whatever, it has an extremely high vibration, and it brings back results because of the clarity of the vibration. It is so clear. It is so clear. And then people who want that, who have been asking the universe for that, they get on the same platform and they all create magic together because there have been people who've been asking for it. And then here is somebody who's offering it, and they all get together. So it's so important that to know that there is magic happening all the time. There is magic happening all the time. And it's no longer about who's endorsing us, but it's about the magic that we can create. What is the magic that we can create with people? What is the magic that we can create that so we all create together? And many people who want that get together with the people who they think can supply that because of the confidence that is exuded, that because of the confidence that is given out. So I think today the main thing, the word that we can go with is confidence. The confidence that we provide to people, and that we're not changing and reducing our confidence because of what we think others want, because that is really not authentic to who we are. So we can't promise something that we think somebody else wants when it is not part of our makeup. When it is not part of our makeup, for example, a lot of people try to get me to talk about dark stuff. Because a lot of people like dark stuff. They just love it. And for the sake of popularity and for the sake of getting likes, and a lot of people sell themselves short and they compromise and they settle. And they say, look, you know what? The audience is asking for dark stuff, for negative stuff. They want people to talk about breakups and loss and abandonment and all of these popular topics. But I don't go there because that's not authentic to me. That's not who I am. How can I pretend that I've had a bad childhood when I've had a great childhood? It's an amazing childhood. I got whatever I wanted. Came from a family of love, filled with love and absolute security and good things and good environment and everything great. So I can't pretend to talk about being abandoned when I've never been abandoned. I can't talk about how to cope with a difficult childhood or how to, cope with scarcity and all of these topics when I've never gone through that. And I have to be authentic to who I am. And that is somebody who is just having a very nice life, who has had a nice, great childhood instead. I mean, actually, a great childhood. So I can't talk about negative topics, people who go through that, because that's not me being authentic to who I am. I come from a place of knowing that you can get what you want and you can be happy and you can be successful and joyful manifestation and good fortune and gods and goddesses. And having magical eyes. Example, we went to this place and there's this goddess over there. And her name is Mari, Mari, and then Amma, Amma. So she's called Mariamma. She's an Indian goddess. And we found her temple and we went there. So Mari and Amma means mother. So Mari Amma means mother. I mean, with this name, Mariamma. So that's her name. And then after we went to this temple, we said, let's look around this particular town. This town sits on top of a hill and mountain. And then we said, let's look around this town. So we hired a cab and I had my car. We had a car, but I didn't want to drive around that town because it was hilly. So we hired a cab and you know what he did? After maybe 5, 10 minutes, he took us to a church with Mother Mary in it. And he took us all by himself. We didn't ask. He showed us a couple of places and then he took us to this church. Beautiful church. Beautiful. And it's such a coincidence because we just came out of a temple of Mariamma, Mari, Amma. So Amma means mother. And then we go to Mary, and she's Mother Mary. So alignment of energies. The same name. The same name, except one is of our culture and one is of the Christian culture. And obviously, we went there, we prayed, and we came. But I'm talking about the magic. I'm talking about the alignment of energy. That here I go, we first go to a temple of Mari, Amma. Amma means mother. And then without even asking, we're taken to a church of Mother Mary, Mary, and then Mother Mary. So it's the same thing. It's all alignment of energies. It's all alignment of energies. And it went from the Indian culture and then it went into the Christian culture. And so it also goes to show that these particular energies of goddesses and this mother goddess energy, let's just be easy and we'll say it's a mother goddess, correct? They're all living on the same energy line. They're not saying, I'm Christian and you're Hindu and you're doing this and you're doing that. No, both of these are the same energy. Mother Mary and Mari, Amma, which is mother. So the same energy line. And since we were in one mother goddess's energy already, it automatically took us to another one. Automatically. It was the same energy line. They could have taken us anywhere, right? The cab driver, and we never asked for it. He just took us there. And we didn't even know where we were going because it's a new town. So we didn't know, okay, so if he's going down this road, this is what we're going to get. No, it was completely a surprise. So we went from one mother goddess energy to another mother goddess energy, and it didn't matter that they were two separate religions because they existed on the same energy line, in or on the same energy line. So these are all energy lines. These are all energy lines. And if you catch hold of one energy line, then you will be taken. If you stick on that energy line and you're not jumping all over, then you're going to be taken to something else which is on that same energy line. And so if you're on the energy line of good fortune, then you're going to be taken on that same energy line to different subjects or different life areas that also emanate or give out or project good fortune energy. And you know, we have reached the halfway mark, and we're going to listen to some instrumental music and taking a couple of minutes break. So I'm hoping you don't go away because I'll be coming back soon. So hold on tight. Show, welcome back. So, being able to identify energy lines and to know what these lines bring to you. What are these energy lines and what do they bring? And then getting aligned to these energy lines so that more of the same can come in. And so that's why you will find that if a person likes gurus, 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 and certain cults, then when they start, and we are not trying to say this is good or bad, we're not going into the whole thing. We're just saying that if somebody likes that, then what will happen is even on TV, you will find that if you're liking something and you're watching it, whether you like it or not, but you're fascinated or you're interested, let's use the word interested, then you will get more of the same. More of the same will be made available. And suddenly you'll start meeting people who have all of these gurus, and you'll start meeting people of the same type. Because it's all going on one energy line. It all exists on one particular energy line. Whereas if you like a certain type of food and you're interested in it, then suddenly you'll find that there's a lot of the same being made available. Everywhere you go, those restaurants are there. If somebody likes Italian food, then suddenly there's going to be a lot of Italian food being made available. And so on and so forth. So a person gets to choose his good fortune. A person gets to choose his good fortune. A person gets to live his desire. A person gets to live his desire. A person gets to live the kind of life that he wants to live. And then he can say that, okay, this is how I want to live. This is what I choose. This is how I would like it to be. And he starts to get more of the same. More of the same. And then it is up to somebody to identify if they think it is good fortune for them. Because they will get more of it. And if a person likes money, then they suddenly start to find money everywhere. So food, money, then a certain type of clothing. If a person likes a certain type of clothing or is interested in it, then they get to see that particular type of clothing or many stores that have that particular kind of clothing. Suddenly, it's everywhere. And if they always existed, or if they were manifested just for fictitious Jane's entertainment and desire, it does not matter. But the main thing is that fictitious Jane gets to live the kind of life that she wants. And she gets to select her particular brand of good fortune. But then at the same time, if fictitious Jane keeps paying attention to negativity, then that's what she's going to experience. So if a person is very interested in stories of loss and abandonment, they'll suddenly find a lot of people who have been abandoned. Suddenly, it's as if the world is filled with abandoned people. If a person likes or is interested in stories of people breaking up and their love lives have not worked out, it will suddenly look as if everybody's breaking up and nobody's love life is working, or at least a majority. So, depending on a person's field of interest, that is what starts to happen more and more. And it gets replicated, duplicated, multiplied even. And you can see this as a phenomenon. It just keeps happening. So everybody basically has to choose what they want their life to consist of. Do they want to see more couples who are together and happy? Do they want to see more vegan food? Do they want to see more vegetarian food? Do they want to see more non-vegetarian food? Italian food? Greek food? Suddenly it'll all look like that is what is happening. And then a person can consider himself lucky and in good fortune energy because he gets to choose his reality. The good fortune that a person goes through is of his choosing by virtue of his attention, focus and attention. You know how they say in the law of attraction, what you focus on expands to create your reality? That's exactly it. By virtue of our attention to a subject matter, it starts to expand, and then it starts to look like that is what is in existence. That is what this world is made up of. So if a person likes alien stories, and they're interested in alien kidnappings, abduction stories, then suddenly it'll look like a lot of people are being abducted. Because the universe exists simply to serve a person and create his reality. It'll suddenly look like people are coming across stories of so many people being abducted. It's like everybody's getting abducted by aliens. And then the person's left wondering, what is this? Where are all these aliens who are abducting all these people? But that's manifestation. That is manifestation for you. That is it. That it is also. And that it is, that is it, that is what? This whole world is about. It's called Maya, illusion, and most times it's a delusion, of course. But this whole world is about manifesting, and this is what we want to see happen, and this is what we're interested in. And it doesn't even matter whether a person likes it or not, just interest. As in a person's nervous system responding. And what happens then is that the universe thinks, okay, this person likes this. So there are a lot of vibrations going out and it brings back results. And then suddenly there's a whole bunch of Italian restaurants, there's a whole bunch of Korean restaurants, there's a whole bunch of this kind of people, there's a whole bunch of that kind of people. And then, if a person is interested in lack, then suddenly there's a whole bunch of stories of lack. If a person is interested in rich people, then suddenly there's a whole bunch of rich people. And right now in the US, it really looks like there's this line of energy where Sean Diddy Combs and people affiliated with him. It suddenly appears to be a few people, quite a few people could be in trouble. So that's an energy line. It's an energy line. And so people who are interested in these stories will find more people getting into trouble. And then a lot of these people want a certain government because they don't want to be in trouble. So they're hoping to be bailed out and maybe that's what's going on. And then suddenly there are some conspiracy theories. So, by virtue of our attention, by virtue of our attention, that is what we suddenly start to see happen everywhere. Is this truth? Is it not truth? It's manifestation going on. That's it. That's it. Mere attention. Mere attention to a subject matter can bring in more of the same, and suddenly that is what is happening everywhere. Suddenly that is what is happening everywhere. And we were talking yesterday and we were saying that, okay, India is, it was a very, very successful country years ago for many centuries. And a lot of people wanted to find India and trade with India. And then it got labeled as a third world country. And now suddenly they're saying Indians are back, materially getting advanced and getting to be more powerful. But you know something? That too is an energy line. That too is an energy line. And so for people who start to read about this, they'll start to find stories, more and more stories of India progressing and doing well. But then if you go past all of this progress, and if somebody goes back to what true happiness is, even when India was not flooded with gorgeous cars and all of these great places and development, even many years ago, people were happy. People were happy. And so a person's happiness is independent of all of this material progress. And now we're not trying to condemn material progress. Of course, we want that. But a person is not really dependent and on all of this for their happiness, because we were saying, even when there weren't so many TV channels, even when there were hardly any programs on TV, even when the biggest, I would say the most popular car in India was an Ambassador, and it didn't even have air conditioning at that time, people were happy. People were still happy. They were actually really, really happy. So you see, all of this manifestation of all of this luxury and material development and power, all of this is illusion, ultimately. It goes back to illusion. And then when we start to think about it and we understand that, oh my God, we were happy even when there were ambassadors and just Fiats in India. And when India was not producing all of these Range Rovers, that's produced in India. I mean, basically, Indians own Range Rover, Jaguar. So even when all of that was not there, people were really, really happy. Because happiness is something that is intrinsic to a person. And everything else is just conditioning. So when people think that ambassadors, which were these ancient cars, kind of rounded cars, big cars, but rounded and not sleek, even when people were driving those around, people thought that is what is reality. And they were happy in it. Even when there were not so many TV channels, even when there was black and white TV, even when refrigerators, the freezer section had a lot of ice going on in it, even when all of these things were happening, even when there were no smartphones, even when telephones were the dial type, rotary dial, even when all of these things were there, people were so happy. People were so happy. So ultimately, it really means that our happiness is completely dependent on what we think we have. And the glass being half full and not half empty. And our happiness completely depends on our sense of abundance. And how rich we think we are. And that a very that a car that is not a Range Rover, that is not a Jaguar, is what is considered to be, if when a person did not know about Range Rovers and they thought Fiats and Ambassadors was the label of abundance, that is, if we owned a Fiat, if we owned an Ambassador, then we think we're rich because we didn't know about everything else that existed. So it all comes back to, and good fortune is running in that energy. So it all goes back to what we think we have and how abundant we think our life is. And not the lack that comes from thinking that there's something in the world that we don't have. And then that messes with reality and our sense and perception. And a lot of people right now in America, maybe in other countries too, they're unhappy because they couldn't control who was being voted into power. And so that creates a sense of unhappiness. Oh my God, the person I didn't want is now in power. And so a lot of people are having all these dramatic, I could say, meltdowns. Isn't that what they're saying? But think about it. Many years ago, weren't we just grateful that somebody was taking care of a country? And people were not really trying to control the government or who's ruling, and then having a meltdown simply because who they voted for did not come into power. It's almost as if everybody wants to have this sense of control. It's not even having control, it's about being controlling. It goes back to the whole thing which I said about being controlling. And then trying to control your government and who's going to be in power, and then having huge meltdowns. So it's like people think they're so important. Whereas I think many years ago, when people were being voted in as presidents of the United States of America, people just looked up to their president. They just looked up to their president and they were not trying to have huge meltdowns and this controlling element. And then when somebody that they want is not elected, then it's become a case of having a meltdown. So a lot of people need to go back in time and go back to the time when they were grateful that they could send their children to school and buses, yellow buses, pretty yellow buses were coming and picking up their kids and taking them to school, and they had food to eat and nice houses, good family structures, and not saying that, okay, now this person is elected, I have to leave the country, run away. Because it all goes back to this feeling of lack. And the mind can be very tricky, and it can tell people that your life is not perfect right now. There's something wrong with your life. You need to leave and run away. And then people who leave and run away with this sense of lack and something being drastically wrong in their life, then what happens is they take the sense of lack with them. And that gets magnified, or it gets duplicated in another country. In another country, in another country. So, this sense of good fortune, when is it going to come in? When is it going to kick in that, oh my God, I belong to this amazing country and I have people taking care of me. And what I need to focus is on my career and doing well for my family, making sure that my family is doing well, and not going into this entire place of having to control everything that's being controlling. And then when it doesn't work according to a person's plan, having huge meltdowns and talking about leaving the country. Why? Because you couldn't control your government? There was a time when people were just happy, you know, that, oh my God, I can focus on my career. That is what I need to focus on. And that is all I need to focus on, is myself and my family. and doing well in life. And then with that comes the sense of good fortune. So if you really think about it, good fortune exists in the mind. Good fortune exists in how we think, really, of what's going on for us. I can see in India, everybody's very grateful, but that they have a good prime minister, a good leader in charge. Most people are. And with that comes a sense of safety and security, and this feeling of being in good hands. And now we can focus on what we need to focus on, which is our lives and our sense of happiness and what we can make of it. But even many years ago, even when this government was not, then there was another government. And I'm saying this to the people who are not trying to control everything. Even then, people were happy. Because happiness is within us. Happiness is within us, and it's not about measuring every single achievement. So even when India was not climbing the ladder towards being one of the top countries in the world, even then people were happy. So I'm just saying that all of this comes from the sense of illusion and delusion. And that we all basically need to think that we're in good fortune right now. Right now, we're in good fortune. What we have right now, we're in good fortune. And even when there were black and white TVs, and no, I'm not saying I watched black and white TV. Please don't. I'm not from the black and white place. I rarely watch TV anyways. So what I'm saying is, and so this is for those people who remember the days of black and white TV. Did they really think they were unlucky? No, I'm sure people were grateful. They were happy that, yay, there's something called a TV that's been invented. Correct? I love Lucy. I love Lucy. I mean, all of these programs, which people can still find and they can still, people consider themselves lucky. People were not complaining so much. And with the sense of good fortune came many more inventions, many more improvements in life. And it all goes back to what we think is good fortune. And so when people can think, if people can think that they're in good fortune when they had a black and white TV, and when they had these really huge cars, when they had these really huge cars, if they could think that they were lucky then why not think that you're lucky now? And that everything is in divine and perfect order, that the universe has everything in perfect harmony. Everything good is happening. And we can be coming from that place of, I'm so happy and I'm so grateful for all the wonderful things that are happening in my life. And you know what? That's when we trigger good fortune in, and we remain in good fortune energy. We expand this good fortune energy, and we become amazing manifestors of our own lives. We will be meeting again for the Joyful Manifestation Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of the week, and remember the times when people were watching I Love Lucy, when they were watching black and white TV, and they thought they were so lucky, and they all thought that they were in great fortune, because that is really the truth. It's all about perception. This is Sugandhi Iyer wishing you a fantastic rest of the week, a fantastic rest of the day, and I'm signing off for the Good Fortune Show.